thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Ah, oh, Mr. Lee. Now, look, out of our two podcasts, I've got to say, I do enjoy this one the most. Do you?
Yeah, I do, actually. But why do you enjoy it the most? Is it because you're not just talking to me? Is that the reason?
No, not at all. That is definitely not the reason.
Okay. Well, not at all. That's definitely not my reason then. Definitely not my thinking then.
No, the reason why I love it the most, Mr. Lee, is because I get to sit back a bit more today and not do as much work. So because, well, of course, we send our Talk and Flickster off to see a movie and they come on and review it.
Yep.
And I don't have to do any prep or anything. I can just sit here and look pretty and we'll get our Talk and Flickster to review our movie, which today, Mr. Lee, is...
It is The Accountant 2, starring Ben Affleck and John Berthenol. Is that how you say his last name? Berthenol? I'm sure.
Yeah, Berthenol. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah. And J.K. Simmons is back too, which is great.
Yeah, which is really good. I'm happy because he's a great actor. He is so talented. Yeah, so he is back.
Well,
I won't say for too long, but I won't say how long, but yeah, he is back in it.
Don't give too much away, Mr. Lee, please. We're just getting started.
Oh, definitely right.
We will meet our Talk and Flickster in just a tick, and we'll hear their thoughts and Accountant too. Before we do, though, Mr. Lee, what are we going
to
do?
Oh, we've got to listen to the trailer, don't we?
We do. Yeah, we do. Should we do it? Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Good morning, Dreamboat. Could we discuss business now?
Go.
Do you like puzzles, Mr. Wolf? Ray King has been murdered. I need your help to finish the job he started.
How does this all connect?
Most brains see a pattern that's familiar. My brain doesn't work that way.
Barson?
It's me,
your brother. Can you be in California in 24 hours?
I would just call it. How have you been? Merry Christmas. Happy birthday.
But it's not your birthday. Your birthday is November 11th.
Unbelievable.
Was your brother up to speed on the case?
So it's been a minute.
Braxton, thank you for coming. I'm really glad you're here.
Did you tell you to say that?
Yeah.
Are you happy, Braxton?
Why wouldn't I be happy?
You're transient. You have no significant other.
Do what I want when I want it. Have gun, will travel.
I mean, yeah.
I think we gotta go get drunk.
That's my big brother up there.
That was some dancing. You're in cowboy country? We don't mess with another man's girl.
You're from Glendale, Gerald.
It's okay. My brother wasn't having a good time tonight, but now he will. I've been searching long.
World better than punching somebody in the face who's got it coming?
No. Just shut the front door. You!
Hey!
Who's doing?
I'm applying sunscreen. More than twice as likely to develop melanoma as adults.
Can I get a little of this?
Yeah, sure. Thanks.
Yeah, let's bring our Talk and Flickster in. Welcome to the show, Aaron. G'day, Aaron. How you going, man?
Yeah, great. How's it going?
Mate, I'm good. Mr. Lee's even better.
I'm awesome because I have to say I'm so excited to talk about this movie because I really enjoyed it. And I'm waiting to hear Aaron's thoughts on it. So I'm going to start it off. JT, hope you don't mind. But I'm going to ask...
Hey, the floor, Miss Lee, the floor is yours.
Yeah, well, don't throw the pen at me. So my first question, Aaron, what did you think of The Accountant 2?
I loved it. I thought it was a great flick. I'm a big fan of action and comedy, and this was a great blend of both.
It certainly was. So other action movies, that's what you'd go to more so than... You know, drama or romance or something?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, if there's an action flick, I'm in every time.
Okay, so this is a follow-on from the original Accountant, which was out 2016. So 9 years was when we had the first movie. Did you like the fact that it continued on from the first movie? And do you need to see the first movie in order to go and see this one, or can you just walk straight in and you're across what's going on?
I think it would be, I did like that it followed on from the first movie. Because it used a lot of the same characters from the original movie that were really fleshed out and really good characters. I think it would be good to see the first movie before you come in to see this flick, just so that you understand who the characters are that and how they all relate to each other.
Yeah, and I actually agree with Aaron, because I watched the first one a couple of weeks ago in readiness because I wanted to refresh my mind on all the characters and everything, and it did. It continued. It basically picked up straight after the first movie, even though it is 9 years apart, as we said, but it did pick up straight after, which, yeah, it does help.
Yeah. No, it's crazy that it's a bit such a big gap between the two movies too.
Yeah, well, actually, what we're saying just off the podcast was in June 2017, they actually said, right, let's have a sequel, and it's taken them that long to get the sequel off the ground. So they had to write it, they had to find directors, they had to do all that, and it's taken 9 years to actually get it off the ground. So that's insane to think that, you know, they put something to say, yep, let's do it, and then, yeah, then a studio then sold it to, I think it was Warner Brothers, had it, and then they sold it to MGM, and, yeah, so it kind of moved around a little bit too in the meantime.
No, it's so good that it actually happened, but, like, that they were able to make the sequel because, yeah, it's fantastic, hey? Such a good movie.
Well, they've described it as being more fun, potentially even more unpredictable. Also, a very decent twist with the film's main villain, I believe.
Yes, definitely. Yeah there is a twist.
There is a major twist, and we're not saying what it is because I don't want to wreck it for anybody at all.
Yeah. You don't see it coming.
No. You don't at all. And it's like, whoa, okay, yeah. How'd you feel with Ben Affleck in this one?
Yeah.
How do you reckon he went?
He was really good, but I found that his character was a lot different than the original movie.
Oh, how so?
So I think he was just, in the first movie, he was very, like, shy. He was very withdrawn and didn't relate to people very well. I think he's opened up a little bit since the last movie. There was a scene that he was doing, like, a speed dating.
That part looks very funny.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Yeah. So I think he was a bit more fun, I found, in this movie.
And without giving a plot away, the speed dating is actually very funny in something that happens in that. And you just go, oh, wow, okay, that's his mind and how he thought. And, you know, it was very good. It was very well done. It wasn't a typical speed date, let me say.
No, it was hilarious. That was a great scene, hey?
So are we seeing lots of comedy sprinkled throughout the film? More action? Are we a bit of both?
There's definitely action through the movie, like it is an action movie, but there is a lot of comedy, and a lot of the comedy comes between him and his brother. I think the way that they interact and their banter is hilarious.
And you can actually see you feel that they are really brothers because the banter, as you said, is so funny. And you can see, like, you know, I have a brother and I could actually see, oh, yeah, we would do that. That's something that we would do. And especially when
I've got a little brother as well. And I feel the exact same way. He just sort of, like, the way they play, like, and muck around with each other. It's hilarious.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Lee. I just couldn't see you with a machine gun. I really couldn't. As much as I'd like to, put your hands up.
Do it.
And blowing someone away.
If you watch this movie, then you'll definitely see these guys with machine guns. It's a big part of this movie.
Oh, it is. It certainly is. And, you know, another thing that I found was some of the new characters that they actually brought into it, they were actually really good and they suited the film quite well. Did you feel the same way?
Yeah, definitely. I liked the new characters that were brought in. There was the school that he works with. There was a bunch of kids that were in the school, and I thought they were great. I thought that was a really cool part to put, like, cool aspect of the movie, and the way that they helped him. There was also there was a female that was, she was pretty much like a Terminator, it seemed like, hey, the way that she would go about her business, and she was really badass. And the new villains, there was they were really, you really wanted them to pay.
Yeah, that's very true. You did, you, because of some of the things that they were doing. And yet again, without getting anything away, they were really badass villains. Like, what they were going to do and go through with, they didn't question. Mm. They just did it.
The henchman guy that was, like, he was, I actually really liked him. He didn't get a lot of, like a big role. But when he was on screen and doing stuff, I found him really cool.
And gents, J.K. Simmons, let's talk about him briefly. Mr. Lee's not giving too much away, basically saying we don't see as much of him as we would like to. Is that right, Mr. Lee?
It is, and we actually heard it in the trailer too, because someone actually mentioned and said that he was murdered, and that's why they're picking up the story. So we won't say how he was murdered, but it was, you actually do see it, and the reasons why, which is the backstory and everything. And it's sad because he was a big part of the first movie, and now
but at least he was in this movie. Which was up, and he got to have a bit of action, because he's still, like, for an older guy, he's pretty fit.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
absolutely, yeah. Talking of, what did you think of the action scenes in the movie?
Oh, amazing! The action was choreographed so well, and the way like when the brothers would have the action going, the way that they would interact with each other was like being brothers, you could tell that they could just like have each other's backs, and even when it was just like, you know, other people fighting and stuff like that, very brutal. It's intense action.
So the cinematography was really good when you had those fight scenes. The sound, it all matched up.
Yeah, everything was epic. All that, anytime there was explosions or gunfights or just like sometimes it was just Ben Affleck just punching a guy and knocking him down to the ground. It was perfect day. So cool. There was a scene in a pizza shop that was particularly cool.
That is true. Tell me, what was your favorite scene? If there was spoilers, please don't say the spoilers, but what was your favorite scene in the movie?
No spoilers, but my favorite scene was they go to like a honky-tonk bar. And it was my favorite scene in the whole movie. It was so good.
Was, and that, and we can actually talk about, because there's nothing major that happens in there, they both got something out of that actual interaction at the honky-tonk bar, which it's in California, and they've got this cowboy bar, basically, in the middle of California.
Yeah.
And, it's quite funny.
Oh, it's hilarious, because when Ben Affleck realizes what's going to happen, he's like, well, this is going to make my brother really happy. You should definitely be doing this. And it's funny, because there's a instead of showing some action in that part, they just sort of show you just before the action happens. And it's, I think it was done really well, huh?
Yeah, it was that scene. And, you know, for him to be interacting with those people the way he did, without giving away how he does it, you could see it. He was enjoying himself, he had changed in this one a bit compared to the first one. So, which is good.
Yeah. And I think that's good. I think that it shows character development.
Yeah, that was my favourite scene as well. Now, how did you feel about how did you feel about the pacing? Was it too slow, too fast, or just right? What question is this?
No.
What did you think?
Pacing was great, because it's a long movie. It's over 2 hours, like not much over 2 hours, but it is over 2 hours. But the pacing with the humour and the action, it was just right. I wasn't like, I wasn't like, oh, I wonder how longer to look it's going or anything like that. It was like, yep, this just feels right. Everything's working well.
Do you think you need, like, do you think the movie needed the 2 hours to get the storyline out and do everything they had to do, or do you think it could have been more condensed?
They probably could have cut some of it, but I think if they cut it, I think it would have taken away. I think that everything that was in it was necessary. I think it was, yeah, really well directed and well put together.
Yeah, I agree, because I think if they did cut any of the scenes that we did see out, you probably wouldn't have understood some of the things that were happening in the background and why he did so what he did.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah,
or that's why, you know, the new Treasury Department, director of the Treasury Department, why she was doing certain things for them and all that.
Yeah,
so I
she
think,
had a
yeah,
part in it as well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she played a massive part this time. She wasn't in it as much last time.
No, yeah, she wasn't in it as much, but she was in it a lot this time, and she was fun, and she was saying, that's illegal, you can't be doing that to them all the time, and they're just like, I won't.
So would you recommend The Accountant 2 to someone who liked the first movie? So if they've seen that was one of their favourites, this is one they've got to go and see, right?
Yeah, if you like the first movie, you'll definitely like the second movie. You might even prefer the second movie. I thought it was it's very different and it's very fun. Like the first movie, I don't think, like, it had Anna Kendrick in it. Anna Kendrick isn't in this one. But I think John Barrowful, I think he adds so much more to this story and it makes it so much better.
Now, what do you think about the ending? Now, Mr. Lee here has got down no spoilers, stuff that. Don't worry about Mr. Lee, I'll deal with him later. Feel free. What did you think about the ending? And we spoke about some of the twists that are in the film. Yeah. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, no, there was a lot of twists and there's a lot going on, but they tied it all up and it was a great ending. It was very satisfying. And I think that it's left it open so that there can be a third movie.
Oh, because I was going to say, do you reckon there would be a third movie? And I'm thinking, yes, there is too. I agree.
Yeah.
I hope there is, because I think it's a great franchise.
Yeah, well, the way that he gets around in that Airstream, the mobile home thing that he drives around, he could just pretty much be going from, like, they could do it as a TV series nearly. Like, it could just be him going from place to place and just, helping people and, taking out bad guys.
Yeah. Hey, talking about the Airstream, one of the things that I was interested in was there is a scene where the two brothers are sitting on the roof of the Airstream caravan. And I'm thinking, hang on. A caravan cannot hold the weight of, let alone two humans, but one human,
They're both big kids.
Yeah, well, it can. It is unbelievable. Really? It's actually built for people to sit on top of their roof. Mm. And that's one of the reasons why they're so freaking expensive, I suppose.
I know the scene you're talking about, and I couldn't work out. They were parked, and there was so many Airstreams around them. Was it like, do you think it was like a caravan park, or there was like somewhere that sells Airstreams, or they were all Ben Affleck's Airstreams? I couldn't work that out.
Yeah, I couldn't either, but I was thinking it may have been a little decoy where, anyone was coming to attack him, they wouldn't know which one was his.
That's what I was thinking, because they all look the same.
Because as you said, they did. They all looked the same, but there didn't seem to be anyone else in that area at all. And that's what I was thinking, I wonder if it's his.
Yeah, there wasn't people there. From barbecues or anything. He was just up there putting on his sunscreen and his brother was throwing around and giving him the shit.
Which you can see a brother doing, if you're going to burn, you don't want to burn, and your brother will take the sunscreen away. So
I don't know if you remember in the first one, but in his Airstream, he had some really cool things. Like he had the lightsaber from Star Wars. I think it was the original one, and that came back in this movie at one point when he was on the phone to his brother. He was playing with that lightsaber again.
Yes, and that was funny because he was just sitting there trying to talk to his brother, and the lightsaber, the light would go up and down, up and down, up and down.
He had some cool stuff in there. I think he had like a Jackson Pollock painting and like Ashen Comics number one. It's super cool, hey?
Oh, it is, and plus a shitload of guns as well. So, and money.
A lot of guns. Yeah, a lot of guns, which come in handy in the movie, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. No, that was awesome, huh?
Now, our talk of Flickster from last week, Danny, he had a question for you, Aaron. His question is...
I would really like to know if it was good as the first one and whether it really did require a sequel.
Yeah, we had to kind of cut Danny off there a little bit. The question was a lot longer than that, but we did a much more economic version of it. Okay, so what did you think? Do you think it needed the sequel?
Well, the first one was pretty self-contained, but I felt that it was open for a sequel, like the way that he was driving off in that Airstream. It was sort of like, okay, what's going to be the next story? Where's it going to go from here? And so, yeah, I think it did. I think having a sequel was definitely necessary. I wanted to know
what he
was going to do next. Yeah, where he was going to. Yeah.
And that's what we're saying as well. A third, they could do quite easily. And as you said, they could even do a TV show about it because it could go from one town to the next solving problems.
And if it was the two brothers, like, going around, that would be so cool, hey?
Yeah.
But
the TV show has to have Ben Affleck and John Berthenum. They have to be the two doing the TV show because I don't think it would work if it wasn't those two.
It has to be both of them because it wouldn't work without them. I think that's what made. I think that his brother, what's his name? Is it Braxton? Was that his brother?
Yeah, Braxton. Yeah, Brax. Yeah.
Brax, yeah. The way that he just sort of chewed the scenery in this, he was so cool. He just sort of, like, I think he walks around like a lollipop in his mouth sometimes. And he's. And there was one part where he wanted to buy a dog. And he was like, you know, practicing how he was going to tell the breeder that he wanted to buy the dog. And that was a really cool scene as well, hey?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And we won't give spoilers away, but yeah. And I was really happy for him too. So
I was really happy for him as well. That part was amazing. Yeah.
And if there was third or a TV series, Anna Kendrick, we want to bring her into it, right? Because...
Definitely.
Yeah, because
she was great.
Yeah,
out of this film, obviously, when we were talking about this last week, weren't we, Mr. Lee? Why Anna was missing? Could have been. I think she was filming something else or whatever was going on at the time.
Definitely bring her back into it. She could actually. You could train her up, and she could be one of the badasses with them.
She's got to be a badass. Yeah.
That would be cool.
Rank her little pitch perfect character of becoming a badass. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, having like a big M16 or something.
Well, at the moment.
If Helen Mirren can do it, anyone can do it.
Perfect. All right, well, there are two badasses here at the moment. That's Aaron and Grant Lee. Mr. Lee, should we open up the freezer and get out some Choc Tops?
Yes, I think we better. So if you wouldn't mind.
There you go, Mr. Lee. Catch.
Thank you. Now, Aaron, out of 5 Choc Tops, how many Choc Tops are you going to give the accountant to?
I'm going to give it 4 Choc Tops. That was an awesome movie.
That's pretty good. I like a 4. 4's a good number, I reckon.
That's a great movie. I would go back and watch that in a heartbeat. That's a great flick.
It is. What would have given it 5? Just out of curiosity, like what was it that got you to 4? So, what could they change to make it 5?
It's the same thing with the first movie. It's just the story. It's so like you've got to pay so much attention to like everything that the interaction is great. It's just the actual story. I'm trying to work out what's going on and who's who and what's actually going on. You've got to pay a lot of attention to this movie, hey?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. And you know what? I think if you watched it again, I think you'd pick up a lot more that you missed on the first round, and I think watching again would be a wise thing.
Yeah, because you'd have half an idea of like, okay, so this is where it's going and this is... Yeah, definitely. Yeah. No, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe the third movie. That might be the 5 out of 5, right?
Maybe. Ooh,
let's see.
Yeah. Well, our talk and flicks the next week is off to see Mr. Lee. It is, what is it next week? Who is it?
Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts.
It's Byron. and he's off to see Thunderbolts, which is the new Marvel movie. And Aaron, do you have a question that you would like to ask next week's Talking Flickster?
Yeah, definitely. I just wanted to know which one of the Thunderbolts is Byron's favourite Thunderbolt.
Oh, everyone's got a favourite Thunderbolt, don't they, Mr. Lee? Yeah.
They do. Yeah. They do. Don't ask me yet because I've got to research and I'll have to let you know.
I was going to say, don't ask me yet because I've got to research.
I always liked Dave Harbour. He's always pretty cool, so maybe him.
Yeah.
Thank God. Yeah. Thank God Aaron saved this segment. So well done, Aaron. Yes. Thank you very much for that. That's much appreciated. You are welcome on this podcast anytime, my friend.
Oh, thank you, boys. Appreciate it, eh?
Mate, great to have you on board. And if you want to join Talking Flicks and be a Talking Flicks to Mr. Lee, just a couple of clicks, right?
It certainly is. Just head to the odeon5.com.au or the forum6.com.au websites, click on Talking Flicks, and then just click on to be a Talking Flickster. It's that easy, and we'll send you off just like we did with Aaron, and you can come onto the podcast and give us your thoughts on a movie.
That easy. So get to it. Aaron,
so
have a great day, mate.
Oh, thanks, boys. That was awesome. I really appreciate everything.
Great to have you on board, and glad you enjoyed the film and a freebie on Mr. Lee's credit card, too. Did you know that? He forks out his credit card, apparently. I'm yet to see it.
Really appreciated that. Thanks so much for it,
You're very welcome, mate. You have a lovely day. Mr. Lee, we're getting out of here because there's the music.
Yeah, we certainly are. Yeah, it is. Any thoughts or nothing or no thought of the day?
Do you want one or do you don't? You're not.
Have we got time?
You've got a bit of time. Yeah. Okay. Let's do something. Let's do this one. Keep your face away. Good start. Keep your face away towards the sunshine, and shadows will fall behind you.
Oh.
I never know what to think when you say, oh, because you say it every week.
That's deep. Yeah, I know, because I'm thinking more about it. And so, you know what? On Friday, I'll let you know my thoughts, really.
You know what? On Friday, Mr. Lee, you're bringing the positive thought on Friday, so go find one. I'm not doing it anymore. Speaking of Friday, Mr. Lee, our normal podcast, what's going to be featuring on the show on Friday? You're running out of time. You better hurry.
Yeah, what we've got featuring is we've got some news about Tom Cruise, because you know how much I love Tom Cruise, and which is a good thing. And we've also got a lovely penguin story to talk about, a new movie with the penguin lesson.
Oh, yeah, penguin movie, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
good on you, Mr. Lee. That's a great hook. I'll catch you midday on Friday. Bye.
Bye for now. Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.